about, so I want to eat some breakfast. He said, I go to the table. He said, them sons of bitches, says they start. He said, I'm going to get me an officer. I'm going to cut every gut. Hey, Lord. But I noticed now, when they're growing up, well, that shows you the difference between the north and the south. That old boy, he didn't amount to anything. Got out and got in a car wreck. Last I heard of him, he's paralyzed. But these other boys, one of them, they came in the other day. And he's a professor up there, and he goes overseas and teaches. They're all professional men, you know. And that guy there lived in Hainesville, Alabama. And he was right, it turned out he's the nicest guy you ever talked to. He used to come here, he's a great big boy, and we'd go squirrel hunting. Got over on the ridge one day. He wanted water, got awful hot. I said, you might find him out down in this hollow. Well, he went down there, and I never did see him no more. I waited, and I hollered, shot my shotgun, and I left a year and tell of him. I came on in home. That was along about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Well, they all got scared to death, you know how women are. Well, he shot himself or got shot. Long just before dark, he come dragging up the road and he'd gone off. He got turned around some way. And he'd gone off on the other side of the mountain into another road. And he had to go all the way down. They're on the mountain. Find out where he was at.
Did he ever get home?
Yeah. Then he hit this road and came back up. They weren't used to the mountains. You know, that's flat country, I guess, in Alabama.
No, that's it. Is there much logging done right here? Does the Forest Service take many logs from around this area?
Yeah.
There's a place up near where my uncle lives, and they took so many trees that there's not much anything left. I don't even know if the deer would stay around here.
They've done that same thing out here. There's a lot of deer, coon, squirrel especially. That's where we squirrel hunt. They've gone in there and they've cut about everything. I don't like the idea. I don't know whether they claim it's better.
Oh, you know,
cut everything.
Yeah, that's wrong.
I don't believe that's right, dude.
I've heard that there was a, I don't know what you call it, there was a school of thought that they thought the best thing to do was to cut out everything and to plant back just nothing but pine. That's not the way you do it. And I think they found out that if you cut everything and don't plant the trees back, or plant the types of trees that grew there originally, that you're just going to ruin the forest.
Yeah. Well, I thought that was a great mistake, but that's what they've done. They've cut, what did you say, that's a poplar tree there. Maybe it's 20 or 30 feet high. Maybe it's 14 inches in diameter. Well, you know it's not going to take that poplar tree long to mature and make it saw off.
Mm-hmm.
But they go ahead and cut it down.
Mm-hmm.
That looked foolish to me.
I don't really understand their logic when they,
I don't either.
They cut everything.
You can cut tree and the ones they mark, they come along and mark trees that's mature, you know. And if you watch the way you fall that tree, you can fall it, you know. You won't tear up the other timber.
Well, my uncle used to
and
do.
And leave that young timber and let it grow.
Well, my uncle used to do the Forest Service would go through the woods. And they put red strips around the tree, and they didn't always paint them. They just have red strips, and they just remove the red strips. So they'd still get some trees, but they probably wouldn't get the big ones if they wanted. But that's such an easy thing to do. You just kind of clip the ribbons and just, you know, walk around, mind your business.